Blackstone Audio presents The Boston Stranglers by Susan Kelly. Preface. November 8, 1981 was one of those lead-gray days when the sky seems very close to the earth. I was visiting the Cambridge, Massachusetts Police Department to do research for what would become my first published novel, The Gemini Man, a story about a serial killer. I was sitting in the reception area outside the chief's office, waiting to speak to a lieutenant, a homicide specialist working out of the Criminal Investigation Division. Side by side, on a bench diagonally across the room from me, were two cops, both white-haired, both in their late 50s or early 60s, both in plain clothes. They introduced themselves as the two Billies. Neither wishes to be further identified, and asked me who I was. I gave my name and added that I was doing research on crime and police work. I did not have the nerve to identify myself as a writer. At that point, my only publications were three brief scholarly articles on medieval literature. The two Billies had been detectives for the past 30 years, the first said. If I wanted some good stories, I should ask them. We've been around the block a few times, the second said. I smiled and said I'd look forward to hearing about that. Then I added, at the moment I'm trying to find information about serial killers. The two Billies looked at each other. Like Ted Bundy, I said. How about the Boston Strangler, the first Billy said. Him too, I replied. The two glanced at each other again. Their faces wore the slightest of grins. We can tell you a lot about that.